Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister speaking, your host for tonight's To Be show. And I welcome you because today we have a very, very special guest. Her name is Tracy Davis and Tracy is the co-author of The Mama Guide. And we will hear all about it, as I am not a mama myself. Unfortunately, it never happened, and I'm quite sad about it, actually, or I was for some time. It will be very interesting to hear how she came to write the book and also to hear a little bit about her life story, because that is, it was challenging. She overcame it, she moved forward, and she did what she wanted to do with her life. So please welcome with me Tracy Davis. Tracy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, you're most welcome. So you have written a book or co-authored a book called The Mama Guide.
Yes, I have. I've written it with my friend Vicki Holloman-Perez. We've known each other since the second grade. We've been through a lot of stuff together. And we knew that there's a lot of moms out there that have gone through a lot of stuff, and we've written this book. It's a very large book. It's almost 500 pages, and it's educational, informational, and inspirational. So we kind of cover it all in there.
That's great. What made you decide to write a book like that?
There's so many moms, like I said, that have, you know, they feel that they're alone, and women that feel that they're alone. And this just kind of gives them some hope that they're not alone, that they need to take some time for themselves, and that there is other people out there that struggle with the same things that they're struggling with. And, you know, their kids aren't the only ones that are going through some of the issues that they're going through, that everybody kind of deals with those in one way or another. And this book just kind of helps give some insight to that. And, you know, we wanted to just reach out to some moms and try to help them out as best we can.
Yeah, I think that's very important, because I remember my first self-help book that was given to me as a gift from a friend for my birthday many years ago in 1978, and I didn't think I needed any self-help books, you know, for what? I was okay, everything was fine in my life, or so I thought. And then I started reading the book, and I realized there must be many other people that are struggling with similar issues that I was struggling with at the time. Because, it, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer had written the book, and obviously he didn't write it only for me, but I had the feeling it was written for me. So probably your book is like that too, that you see yourself on a lot of pages and you think, yeah, I've been in that situation. Yeah, I've gone through that. And it's important to feel that you are not alone. I think that is a big message.
Oh, yeah. I think it's important to everyone, and especially moms, because I think, you know, moms get to where there's a lot of stay-at-home moms that even get lost in that staying at home because they're there, they're by themselves, and then all of a sudden the kids come home, and then it's kind of a rat race when they come home, and then that stresses them out a little bit, and then you know, there's all the scheduling and getting stuff everywhere, and sometimes it gets to moms, and sometimes they need just that time for themselves, and they need to know that, you know, they're not the only ones that's feeling that way and everything. So, and, you know, women, men, everybody, we all do it. It's not just a mom thing too, you know, it's everybody. We all get there at times, that's for sure. no matter what we've been through. And, talking to a friend this morning even is, you know, we all have a story. You know, if you're 18 anymore, you have a story. You've been through something in your life that has gotten you to where you're at that point. So many kids even have stories these days. And with each person's story that you hear, sometimes yours doesn't seem as bad then. You know, you kind of get wrapped up in what's going on with your life and, oh, my goodness, this is going on, this is going on, and this is going on. You hear people, all they do is complain, and they're, mm-hmm. you know, so frustrated with stuff. And sometimes when you sit and you listen to somebody else's story, you look at your life and go, wow, mine's not so bad, and I'm glad I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with and not what they're dealing with, because, you know, we're only given as much as we can handle, that's for sure. And you know, each thing gets us through that, but and makes us who we are. You know, the things I've been through have made me who I am today. So, and I don't regret them, any of them that I've done or said or been through or whatever. I mean, it's just, it's all made me who I am today. So, and I think that that's important, is not regretting the things that you've been through and done either, because that just adds to your stress if you regret them.
It's true, yeah. When you feel guilty and when you feel remorseful, it keeps you stuck in that situation, at least mentally. Even so, the situation has been long gone, you stay stuck in that situation and can't move out. And, I am doing a tour, a global tour, with several other speakers from all over the world, and we are also going around the world. And it's called the True Purpose Tour. We're starting 1st of May. And there is one lady, one of our speakers, she has no arms and no legs. And
wow.
She is so inspirational. She is so much alive that, you know, when you look at her, you just think, well, I mean, what have I got to complain about, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing compared to her. Absolutely nothing. So, yeah, I totally agree with what you said earlier. But I think you had, when your first daughter was born, I think, or just after she was born, I think your husband passed away, and later on you got engaged, and also your fiancé passed away. So you've gone through quite some, tough times in your life.
Yeah, when my daughter, my oldest daughter, when she was just a little over 2 years old, my husband was in a very tragic car accident, and I found myself widowed and a single mom, and which, you know, I knew I could overcome it because I had a booming business at the time, and I mean, things were good in life overall, and I had, you know, good friend support and stuff, and was able to move on with life and not just sit and dwell in it. And you know, I didn't make all the right choices. Nobody ever does. But I don't regret anything I did either. I did what I thought was right at the time and moved on with it. And then I later got engaged. And he was also killed in a car accident just less of a year after my husband was killed. And so within a year's time, I was basically widowed twice before I was 28 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you move on with life. You know, you can't sit and dwell in it. You know, Elizabeth Taylor, she's an inspiration. And, you know, one of the things that she said, you know, after her husband died, is that she's not the one that's dead. They are, and she has a life to live, because a lot of people looked at her in a sad light that she should be mourning more and not doing the things that she was doing. But she just went on and lived life, because when you go through a tragedy like that, you realize that there is life, and you have to live it, because it can be taken from you at any time. And
mm-hmm.
and that, I think, especially when you're young, you learn that, and you have to move on. You know, there's a lot of women that are facing this same thing that I've went through right now, because, you know, their husbands are overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan or, you know, in the military somewhere. And there's a lot of them that are losing their lives. And so there's a lot of them that are not coming home to their wives and kids. And so there's a lot of women that are being faced with some of these same challenges that I've been faced with. And they can do it. You know, I mean, they can get through it and they can move on with life. And they need to know that. And, you know, I'm there to tell them that they can do it. It's, you know, it's not the end of their life. It might be the end of their husband's life or something, but they have kids or they have a family that needs them to keep going, and they've got to keep going. So, and they can fulfill their dreams and make something more of it too.
Yeah, that's very true, because I've noticed that sometimes, especially women, when something happens with their husband, I'm not only talking about death now, I'm also talking about divorce, separation or whatever, life seems to stop. And they don't, you know, they freeze. And they don't move anymore. They don't, you know, they feel very insecure. They feel invaluable. My mom was like that a little bit. When my father passed away very suddenly, my mom was, yeah, she was like immobilized, and she had no more fun. And I couldn't understand that, because she was such a fun-loving person before that. And after he was gone, she had, like, she was just waiting until it was her time to go, and that took 11 years. And, you know, it's such a shame to waste such a valuable amount of time from your own life mourning for somebody who is gone, who's been taken away from you one way or another. So how did you, I mean, what is an advice that you would give somebody that is stuck in time, that is stuck in these moments of terror and fear and immobilization and loneliness? What advice can you give them so that they can get out of it a little bit faster?
Well, wallowing in their own pity won't get them anywhere, you know, and you just have to, you know, get out there and do something, change something, do something different that maybe will give you that joy, because they're looking for something. You know, most of the time when you've lost somebody, you know, there was a joy that they brought to your life. And so you are mourning the loss of that joy as much as anything. And so you need to put some other joy back in your life. And, you know, that's laying in bed is not going to find you that joy. Getting up, getting dressed, putting a smile on your face, and getting out there and facing the day is going to find the joy. And you just have to take one day at a time. You know, that's the biggest thing, is one day at a time. We, you know, none of us are guaranteed that next day. We're guaranteed right now is what we're guaranteed. We're not even guaranteed 20 minutes from now. And you have to enjoy that time right there with whatever it is. You know, and it might be the simplest little thing. It might be a walk in the park or mm-hmm. something that, you know, that you find some joy in that. And it might not come that day. It might not come the next day. But if you just keep going, you'll find it. You know, we're all tested and tempted and all of that. But you just got to keep going and keep pushing forward and get up in the mornings and say, you know, there's two types of people. The people who wake up in the mornings and say, good God, it's morning. And the people that wake up in the morning and say, good morning, God. and it's very true, because, you know, there's some people that just wake up with a bitter attitude from the beginning. And that's just no way to go through your day. You can be happy, and it's so much better to go through life happy than miserable. Nobody wants to be around you when you're miserable. Nobody wants to really have much to do with you when you're miserable all the time. So you'd rather have more friends and be the happy person and be the person that people remember as being happy and friendly and stuff, and getting up and smiling at yourself in the mirror in the morning is one of the best ways to do that, because if you can smile at yourself and love yourself, you can smile at others and love others too. So, and that's a big thing. You have to look within. And so many people have a problem looking within, and they need to look within. And that, it was hard for me at times too. You know, I had to, you know, I went through some losing the two men in my life. And then, you know, I had a slight bout of depression. I won't say that I got completely depressed, but I got depressed probably in my own way. Maybe not the same as somebody else would have gotten depressed. I still moved around and did some things. But I probably was more depressed than I thought I was. But I had to, you know, get over that and learn that it's not worth it. You know, I let myself go through that, and I looked in the mirror, and I didn't see the person that I had become, but a picture was taken of me one day by my own phone, by my child, and I looked at that and went, who is that? And I really didn't recognize myself because I gained so much weight. And it was an awakening for me. And then, you know, I was able to lose over 75 pounds, and that really helped me with my attitude too. And sometimes it's those little things like that even that help you with your attitude, is just getting out of yourself and doing something for others too is another way too. You know, go volunteer somewhere, go serve lunch at the shelter, go, you know, volunteer feeding the dogs at the dog shelter, you know, something. Get away from yourself and just go do something for somebody else. Go clean up the park. It doesn't have to be even something that you're recognized for. Go do something that you know you did that made a difference, and maybe that nobody even saw, like going and cleaning up stuff at the park. Nobody has to know that you're doing it. Just go do it. You know, do it for you and do it for your community and do it for the others around you, and it'll make you feel better. You know, when you're at the drive-thru at McDonald's, pay for the person's meal behind you. You know, just pay it forward a little bit, and that just, it really helps you to get out of yourself and not be so concerned and focused on you. And sometimes when you do that, the stuff that comes back to you is tenfold, and then that even, you know, can help make you feel better too, because, you know, you did a nice deed and then you got nice deeds back to you. So, like I said, you know, if you smile at yourself, the world will smile back, that's for sure.
Definitely. The shortest distance between two people is a smile. So definitely, if you smile at yourself and you can smile at yourself and make yourself happy and love yourself, then also other people will love you and you will be able to love others. And I was going to say that volunteer. If you're stuck at home, volunteer to do something, help the community, help something that you enjoy doing, you know. But go out and become active again and join the community. And when you volunteer, the satisfaction you get out of helping other people or out of helping animals or whatever you are into or being in nature is the satisfaction that will help you get out of those difficult, challenging moments, definitely. But you said something, Tracy, that I am very interested in, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners, you said the little thing like losing 75 pounds. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that don't find that a small thing. So tell us a little bit about that. How can people follow your what you've been doing?
Okay. Well, I'm a fitness coach too, and love. Well,
you obviously weren't always, were you?
Nope. Well, you know, this is something funny. I've always joked about with people. Most fat people know more about nutrition than any skinny person ever does, because when you are overweight and have that issue, most of the time you are so obsessed with getting healthy and getting better that you do know a ton about it. You might not always put it into play, but you usually know a lot about it because you've read almost everything there is to read about, or you've tried it, and so you know what works and what doesn't work. And I've done the fad diets. You know, I have. I've done all of that stuff. In 94, I guess, is when it was, I lost quite a bit of weight then, too, because I had gained some weight. Being the first years of being married, and I'd had a miscarriage and things like that, and I gained some weight that way. And just, you know, not being as active as I was in high school with sports and stuff, ended up gaining some weight, and I lost it then, and I did a fad diet and lost it, and then ended up getting pregnant, and then, you know, with life and everything, that's when I gained it all back, and plus some. And so with this, you know, I ate better, learned the right way to do it, diet and exercise, which I diet and exercise before, but I was eating a lot of the wrong things. I was, you know, eating the 100-calorie snacks that were full of, you know, didn't have any fat in them, but they were full of sugar. Well, I've learned to cut the sugar out of my diet, and, you know, I have it every now and then, but I do not have it like I did before. And I eat, you know, more clean. By eating clean means, you know, not eating things out of boxes or with extra ingredients that we don't need. You know, I eat more vegetables. I still eat meat. You know, I love my steak, you know, I eat good, clean food, and I exercise regularly. And my favorite exercises are is P90X. I love P90X. And if anybody's interested in, you know, seeing my before or after pictures and learning more about P90X, they can go to my website at texasfitcoach.com, and they can, you know, check it out. They can check out, like I said, my before and after pictures and learn more about P90X and the Beachbody products and what they can do for them, because they're amazing. You know, if you stick to that routine, you can accomplish great things with it. And, you know, with fitness comes so much more, because you start getting your body fit and you start cleaning out the clutter in your body. You can clean out the clutter in your mind, in your life, in your house, all of that. You know, it all kind of goes together. When your body is right and your mind is right, so much more can come together for you. And losing the weight really does that. It really helps you. And you can just become such an inspiration to others to do that same thing. And that, you know, I found that it really did help. And I lost the weight fairly quickly. And I didn't start out with P90X. I'll be honest, I started out on the treadmill and on my Bowflex and got into that. And I'd heard about P90X. Some people told me about it, seen the infomercial. Didn't really know if I wanted to do it. Decided, okay, I'll do it. Got it, started doing it. Absolutely love it. You know, it is hard, but it is so, so, so worth it. The results you get are amazing. It took me over the plateaus that I was on and just got me to where I wanted to be. And if you can do P90X, you can do anything, too. That's the other thing about it.
Can you give us the website again so people can find it?
TexasFitCoach.com. So just Texas the state and then fit, FITcoach.com. And like I said, my before and after pictures are on there and more information about P90X and, you know, the Beachbody products and stuff. And they can email me from that site and, you know, ask me any questions. I'm more than willing to help them or talk to them or anything too. So it's been a tough and great journey for me going through that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think it's important that people understand a little bit more about nutrition, and also, especially in America, I find you have so much fast food and so much ready-made food that I stay with friends in Atlanta when I go to the States or when I have the opportunity to go to Atlanta, and they are very much into fitness. So in their household, it's not that much, but they have a daughter, and she's a teenager. And, of course, they love to eat, you know, fast food, and they love to drink Coke and, you know, other pops. And then they are surprised they're putting on weight. I mean, the daughter has more weight problems than the parents just because of these type of things. And, of course, it's a habit to stay healthy and eat healthy and exercise, at least move a little bit, because when you physically move and keep yourself physically fit, then also you stay mentally fit and feel much better about yourself. I mean, it's much easier to love yourself when you look good than it is when you, you know, have problems with your weight and have problems with your knees and with your bones and everything. But just before, because we've only got about 5 minutes left, Tracy, so let's go back to the book, The Mama Guide, and tell us a little more what people will find in that book.
Like I said, you know, it's got 470 pages in it. It's packed full of all kinds of information, 45 chapters. You don't have to read it from cover to cover. It's more of a reference type guide. You can pick it up and, you know, go to this part and read that. And we cover anything from conception to empty nest in there. Some chapters, you know, we go into more detail than others. Some chapters we point you in the right direction to get the help that you need for those areas. You know, they're all kind of a little different of how we approach it, but we try to give you as much information as we could cram into there and give you a lot of inspiration through each of the chapters. We give anywhere from 3 to 5 different quotes that are, you know, inspiring type quotes. And then we have some inspirational stories throughout the book. We give some of our own things that we've dealt with our own children, different places throughout the book. You know, I get compliments on the book all the time about how many different things that they've learned through it that they didn't know about or that they learned more about. I mean, it's in there. We we've tried to cover it all to make it a useful resource for not just new moms, but for moms that have, you know, school-age kids on to teenagers and past. And then we give so many tips about moms taking care of themselves because, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, like the old saying goes, you know. Mom's got to take care of themselves so that they can be a better mom and take care of the kids and their spouse better. Because, you know, dad might be the one that's the breadwinner and out there, you know, making the money for the family to keep everything going. But mom's still the center and the backbone of that household because we keep everybody in line and lined out and on the go and out the door and still traveling. Plus, we got to take care of ourselves too. And moms now, you know, so many of them work outside the home or inside the home, and so that has its own struggles right there. And so we give some even tips about doing, you know, working at home, staying at home, all those kind of things, and just helping you get through all that. So, but they can get the book on Amazon, and it's on a super saver right now on Amazon. And they can get it at our website at themamaguide.com.
Can you spell that?
It's the, T-H-E, and then mama is M-O-M-M-A, guide, G-U-I-D-E.com. And then we have a fan page on Facebook, too, and Twitter as well. And they're both, you know, facebook.com/themamaguide and Twitter at themamaguide. And they can ask me any questions that they, you know, have problems with or whatever. Anybody needs a speaker, I'm more than willing to help out with that. You know, just anything they need, just have them contact me.
Excellent. Excellent. So what do you recommend that mamas do for their, you know, to get their own balance back? Because I think you mentioned that earlier about the me time, about the time that the mamas need for themselves. And I think all women, especially women that are working and have a household to run and a family to run, they will appreciate that. They need some time off. They need some time for themselves. So just before we finish, what is your best recommendation for that?
I guess one of the best deals for that, as far as getting the me time, exercise time is a great time to get that me time because that's your time. And so it's very important, too, to have your kids watching you exercise, too, because then they learn that. That that's a good thing, and they can do it with you even, but it's still your time, you know. They can be in the same area as you, but that's still something you're doing for yourself that's making you feel better, which will give you more energy that you can do other things for yourself even. And, you know, going to get a massage, even if it's just a 30-minute massage, is so important just for that relaxing time. It doesn't have to be a daily thing. It can be a weekly thing. It can be a monthly thing. Start out with a little and then work your way up to where you're having more time for you. Even if it's 5 minutes in the morning where you just go sit in a corner and be by yourself. You know, just something that makes you feel good as a person that gives you that time.
Well said, Tracy. Thank you very, very much for being on the show today. And thank you very much also for writing such an extensive book, especially for moms, not only for stay-at-home moms, not only for new moms, for all women, actually, for all of us that are busy and trying to find balance, trying to find ourselves also. So go to Tracy's website, The Mama Guide. And I see you on Thursday. On Thursday at 1 p.m. EST, same time, same place. And we will talk about the book, To Be or Not to Be, The Choice is Yours. And last time we spoke about your declaration of happiness. And this week we will talk about your belief system, what you believe. And we will discover which of the beliefs support you and which stop you. And I will also give you some advice and I give you some suggestions and tips how you can improve your support system, how you can improve your beliefs and your values so that they serve you and not the other way around. So I see you on Thursday, and thank you very, very much for listening. This is Barbara Hofmeister from the Speed Network. See you Thursday. Bye.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome, Tracy.